God is alive, people. If God can do this for Sam, he can do it for your family. Keep on trusting. We want you, and a testimony is to encourage you. Don't leave your family members out there and say, they're not going to receive the Lord. Believe that God can do the impossible in their lives. Caleb, we've laid the groundwork for you. Amen. Thank you. Amen. I want to pray over Caleb as he is going to share God's word, and God's prepared his heart for this morning. Lord, we thank you for your word that is yes and amen, that your word cuts like a two-edged sword. It divides, oh Father God, things that needs to be divided in our lives. It cuts away the things that, oh Father God, needs to be trimmed off so that we can grow to spiritual maturity. Thank you for this vessel through Caleb. We pray the blessing of the Lord over him as he speaks and as he shares, as he preaches and share your word. That we, oh Father God, will be receptive to this, that when we walk out of this building later on, that we will feel transformed, encouraged, and changed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Morning, church.
Hello.
Are we good? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I think after that, all we need to do is to say we agree what she said, and then we pray and we go home. Thank you, Lord. Robin and Uche, I think you can start setting up. Yeah, because we don't have much time now, but let's see what we can do. We are making our homes a place of His presence. We live and exercise our mandate, priestly authority, through holiness and purity. We are a family as an army. That is the theme that we are going with this year. And we can see already the testimonies that are coming from that. And I like the story that she told from the beginning, where God took her from and where she is now. And I think it already laid the foundation of what I want to share about today. So the topic today is, what is that bleating? What is that noise that I'm hearing? This is coming from 1 Samuel 15:14. First Samuel 15, we are seeing Samuel giving the message to Saul and say, Saul, go and destroy the Amalekites. Go and utterly destroy the Amalekites. Kill everything, their cows, sheep, any man, everything, utterly, utterly destroy. And we see Saul getting the army of the Israel, 200,000 men. I mean, just imagine, that's a huge army. And he went as instructed. So I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but this was the instruction on chapter on verse 3. So this is 1 Samuel 15, verse 3. Now go, attack the Amalekites, and totally destroy all. I want you to mark this word. All. And totally destroy all that belongs to them. Do not spare them. Put to death men, women, children, and infants, cattle, sheep, camel, and donkey. So which means everything. Do not spare anything, any house, any monument, anything that belongs to Amalekites. Just destroy them. Because these guys were so sinful and God was not happy with them and he wanted them to be totally, totally destroyed. There's always a reason that God does things, because he knew that if they kept on these guys in their vicinity, in this area, later on we'll see, if you keep on reading in the Bible, you see all these tribes that God has instructed the Israelites to destroy and they don't destroy. They end up diluting them. They end up making them actually sinning against God. So in this instant, they're asking the Israelites, so go and utterly destroy all everything that belongs to them. But we know, so being so, they went with the army and then they destroyed some things, not everything, but just some. And he killed some goats, some cattle, some sheep, some people, and also the king of Amalekites was also part of the war, but he decided to spare him. And then he took the, what he called the fat cows, fat goats, and everything. Instead of destroying them, he kept them. Yeah. Now he come to meet with Samuel, and Samuel is hearing this. This is now where it comes to verse 14. Let me just start from verse 13. When Samuel reached him, then Saul said, "The Lord bless you. I have carried out the Lord's instruction. I have carried out the Lord's instruction." But the Lord's instruction was destroy all. On the other hand, he kept some. And this is what Samuel said. "But what is then this bleating of sheep in my ears? What is this lowering of cattle that I hear?" Then this is Saul's answer. "The soldiers brought them from the Amalekites. They spared the beasts of the sheep and cattle." Hear now, hear this part. "To sacrifice for the Lord your God." This is where we hear the statement, obedience is better than sacrifice. God is asking to destroy everything. God is asking to really, really, really put everything into rubbles. But we see him. No, let's keep a little bit. Let's keep just a little bit. This is will be good for the Lord. Was it really for the Lord? Yeah. The fat cows there. Yeah. Was it really for the Lord? Or it was just for him? And this morning, that is the question the Lord has for you. How much is your all? Have you utterly destroyed everything that is not from him? If we are to make our homes a place of his presence, what it simply means is that everything that is not from him should go. Anything that is not from God should run. Will it be God's presence if there is still some blemishing? Will it be God's presence if there's a little bit of sheep that is still bleating? He's asking you this morning, what then is this bleating of sheep in my ears? Hear me this morning. I'm not here to condemn you. I'm not here to blame you. But I'm here to encourage you. Therefore, there's no more condemnation. Amen. For those who are in Christ. God doesn't condemn you. He convicts you. When you point things out, he's not there to shame you, but actually beginning the healing process. "Come to me right as you are, and I'll make you as white as snow." How much is your all this morning? Is everything utterly destroyed? Are there any other things that are still lingering? Is there any hidden sheep that is still bleating behind? Is there anything that is still pulling you back? God is talking to you this morning out of his love. He doesn't want to punish you or destroy you or discard you. but he wants to bring you in closer to himself. You are a living sacrifice, a living temple of God. That's who you are. To obey is better than sacrifice. What noise is still there that is not from God? What did God tell you to let go, but you still keep? He's saying, I want to come in your house. I want to come into your house. Are there any rooms still locked? Are there any rooms in your life, in your heart, that are still no-go area for God? So much has happened there, and you're still trying to be in control. You're still trying to do it yourself. What is this noise that I'm still hearing? I want to join with you. I want your home to be a place of his presence. Are there any hidden corners where there's still a bit of dirty? I remember when I was young. Well, I'm still young, by the way.
Younger.
When my mom would ask us to sweep the house, and sometimes we don't want to do it, we just want to do a quick job. Then we just find the carpet, and then we just sweep the dirty under the carpet. But my mom was wiser than that. She would come later on to inspect the house and then lift the carpet. And they say, Caleb, come. And then those days, the cooking stick was still allowed. And then she would spank. But God is not going to do that, don't worry. God is more kind than my mom. But we do that sometimes. Are there any shadows that are still there? Are there any things that are still lingering? God wants to do with that. We see a journey here, God restoring someone, not just for a purpose of restoring, but for that person to prosper and be used to advance the kingdom of God. Being called out of Sodom and Gomorrah with the whole family. Say, come away from this. And God is saving them from that. But we see the wife turning back and turning into a pillar of salt. God is saying, the past is past, it's done. You are now a new creation. All things has passed away. He has cut all this thread. He has cut all these anchors that were pulling you back. And he wants you to go forward. When the children of Israel were in the desert, when the going get tough, they started remembering the onions. That's not my phone. But let me put my phone on silent as well. They think it was better for us to be there in Egypt, in slavery, where there will be grapes afterwards, where there's onion and garlic. But God is calling you forward. Are you still looking back to those things? Are there still any anchors that are still holding you back? Can I have the guys from my Scrum group, the guys that I've called earlier on, to come? Uche, Robin, can you guys come?
I was going to say the Scrum group looked a bit smaller.
Tabo, come. Nathan, can you join us, please? We need this chair's food. Tino, Carl. Yeah. I think it should be. Which I need you standing.
I must stand.
Yes, yeah, no, I need you to help me with the other stuff. Oh. So we need one more person. Anyone? Let's have a lady. Can you also come? Because they think that I'm...
Darren.
Oh, Darren wants to come. Okay, Darren, come. You've been nominated. What are you still holding on to? What are you still holding on to this morning? God has said, oh, and you want to destroy everything, utterly destroy everything. He wants to use you to advance the kingdom. He wants to bring his presence. But is there anything that is still holding you back? This is what happens now if we keep on holding to things. Again, Sean. Are you still holding to identity lies? I am my past. I am my failures. God is calling you to move forward. Is he strong enough? Because I'm strong. I might pull him. Okay. Are you still holding to fear? God is calling you. He's saying destroy everything. But for some reason, there's still some stuff that still make you afraid. Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of the future. You're trying to move forward. But you can't, but I can now. Hey, Uche. What's going on there? I told you guys I'm strong. Don't you see these biceps? Is it pride? That is still holding you back. That pride. You don't know who I am. I can do these things on my own. God is saying, let go. Let me do it. But still, pride is holding you back. Is it sinful habits? Some addictions? Some secret sin? Some repeating cycles over and over again. God is saying, come, I want to set you free from that. You are my child. When I set you free, you are free indeed. Past the head. Caleb, you don't know what they did to me. You don't know what they said to me. I cannot forgive them. Still remember like it was yesterday in 1948. Is it trauma? Betrayal? Emotional wounds? Control. You want to manage everything on your own, not trusting God. I can trust him with everything else, maybe to heal my leg. But when it comes to my finances, can you help me here, Uche? My hand is getting full. Okay, I think the other side, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not trusting God. At you. Shame. Shame. The enemy is always saying, shame on you. Look at you, what you have done. Do you still see the results of your sin, of the damage that you have caused? Look at that. But God this morning is saying, shame off you. Shame off you. He's taking that away. The enemy says, shame on you, shame on you. God is saying, shame off you. Shame off you. Off you. He has dealt with that on the cross. That's why he died for you. Is there still noise that I'm hearing? Is there still bleating of sheep that I'm hearing this morning? God has instructed you to delete, to destroy, to kill everything. He wants to go on this journey with you. Be holy, for I am holy. You are my child. You are the apple of my eye. I want to journey with you. I want to get rid of everything. This is not for you to carry. My yoke is easy. My burden is easy. Come away with me. It's going to be wild. It's going to be great. It's going to be full of me. But how can you come away with me if you are still held like this? If there's still identity, fear, habits, past hate, shame, people pleasing, still pulling you back. He's talking to you this morning. He's talking to you this morning. What is it that is hurting you? What is it that is making your heart bleed? What is it that when you sleep at night, you go back and replay and replay in your mind and rewind in your mind? When you try to stand and pray, and then you're praying there, and then the enemy comes with these words, Buddha, what do you think you're doing? Remember A, B, C, D. That's what his job is, an accuser of brethren. He's a father of lies. This week, I was talking to Usha about it. This week, when I was preparing for my sermon, I had a different sermon that I was preparing for. But a lot of things happened this week, and it changed totally to this. This is just started turned to into this ceremony on Thursday. I was in Checkers before I am there by Consortia, paying for my stuff. And then I saw that, this bill has gone up. It's higher than that what I've expected to pay. I was like, normally I just pay things and go. But this time I'm like, no, man, there's more money here than what I thought it's going to be. And as I was walking away, I became one of those people who actually checked their sleep, like, hey, calculate everything. So I started looking there, and then I saw that there was one item that was, it was recorded twice there, but I only had one item. Then I said, what happened here? And then I went back to the lady and I said, hey, you charged me twice for this item. And she said, I know. You know. But I'm going. But you know. And then all of a sudden, I was angry inside my heart, like, hey, how come this lady doing this? Now I had to pay extra. And she knows, and she's letting me go. So it made me angry, and I was angry inside, and I was like, but God. This is where the sermon started changing now. And then after that, I was like, oh, Buddha, this the enemy started talking. So we are preaching this Sunday, eh? And you are this angry. you have anger issues. But the good thing is that we don't listen to that man. That's what he says. And quickly, I did what I had to do, ran to the Father. And from out there, God said, no. Yes, you're angry. There might be some still things that we need to work with. And then I started wending on the spiral, thinking about looking at my life. Search me, oh God, and find any fault in me. And then from there, I started thinking, are there any things that are still holding me back? Are there any issues that still come pop up now and then? You know, the anger issue, as I was saying to Uche yesterday, I thought it's something that I've dealt with before. It comes from long, long time, way back. When I was growing up, I grew up in a society where husbands beating their wives was such a common thing, a norm thing. It was not news. It was something that was happening, and it was also happening in my home. And I was just 5. I wrote a poem called that I was just 5. I couldn't do anything. And I would just lay there and look at this guy beating my mom, pulling her hair and all that. And I wanted to defend her, but I couldn't. So from that time, anytime I see injustice, anytime I feel there is some injustice happening, or someone is being looked down upon, or something that is not supposed to happen happened, then I'm all out. You know, my gloves on like computer, makla, I'm already ready. But God has been working through that bit by bit, bit by bit, bit by bit. At some point, I had to call my father and told him, I love you, just to forgive and release those things. Because that's not who I am. I'm now a new creation. All things have passed away. Is world insecurity pulling you back? Is it holding you back? Money, status, idols, comfort. Is doubt still pulling you back? Maybe God said, but. Maybe it won't work out, but. What if? Hey, I don't think I'm going to get released on these things. It's very short, I can't get there. Unforgiveness. They did something to you. There's bitterness, resentment, there's offense. For so long, many years, until 2018, since I was born a long time ago, I had this bitterness inside me about my father. And until I went to this retreat called True North, where you deal about the wounded heart and also heart styles, they deal about issues of your heart, things that are pulling you back, going through that journey. And they instructed us that you need to call whoever or your father and tell them that I love you. Don't say anything else or like you did A, B, C, D. Just call them and say, I love you. And for the first time, that is the first time I said that to him. I phoned him and I said, Daddy, I love you. He was silent for a moment. Hey, are you dying or something? Like, no, I'm not dying. I love you. He didn't have any language to use to say back to me. All he could say was, you are my blood. But you see, forgiveness is not for him, but it's for me to be free and free indeed. This morning I'm talking to you. Can you resonate with any of these things? Is there any that noise? Is there that sheep that's bleating behind? God is saying, come, give this to me. I want to set you free. I want to run with men's ministry, but can I go forward? I can't, because I'm being pulled back by all these things. This baggage that I'm carrying. I'm part of this church. We are an army. We are a family as an army. I want to fight. I want to yield my sword. But can I? I'm not going to be effective in the kingdom of God. In my life, in my community, I cannot save them. Why? Because I'm carrying all this. It's pulling me back. It's holding me back. It's hurting me inside. I'm praising the Lord each and every time. I'm worshiping. Greater are you. But is he greater in my life? Is there any bleating of sheep? What is this that I'm hearing? I want you to take a moment. Just think, what is God saying to you this morning? What is it that you want to deal with? He is not condemning you. Please hear me, my heart, this morning. This is not about condemnation. This is not about how bad Caleb is or what I'm supposed to do. But it's about what he is supposed to do. He's saying, come, bring these things to me. I want to set you free. It was you who tied this butter. I want to set you free. I want to get rid of all unforgiveness. Come, my child. This is your father. I want to take away all the doubts. Come, my child. Come into his presence. I am dealing with all these worldly insecurities, money, status, doubt, Stop the people pleasing. I'm dealing with that. I am your father. That's what the Bible. That's why my blood was spilled. Shame. No longer condemnation for you. No need for past hates. No need for pride. No need for sinful habits. No need for fear. For past, take fear, man. Take fear out. The lies. You are free.
Amen.
You are free. You are free.
Hallelujah.
You are free. You are free. You are free indeed.
Amen.
Bring everything to him. Bring everything to me. This is not your burden to carry. That's why I died on the cross. Is it fear of the future? Is it anxiety? Is it old habits, proud trauma, money, revenge? What is it this morning? That noise that God is hearing. Those things that he said destroy, utterly destroy, and you want to deal with them. You are not your mistake. You are not your past. Yes, it happened. You cannot turn back the hands of time. It happened. And Jesus Christ died for such things like this. Exactly your situation, exactly what you have done, exactly that condition. Don't wear the label over and over again. Thomas did a lot of things with other disciples. But after he doubted, then the name you remember now is Doubting Thomas. Judas, he was part of the disciples, but now you remember, a traitor, a betrayer. Is it the same with you? Situation happened, something happened. Now you've carried that label over and over and over again. You've allowed it to define you. You've allowed it to be your identity. You've allowed it to be who you are. I want to tell you this morning, that's a lie. You are a child of God.
Amen.
You are blameless. You are free. He's washing you anew. Yes, it happened. Yes, they did hate you. That's not your jacket to carry. That's not your burden to carry. They didn't say sorry. Yes, I understand that. But it's for you. Take it to God this morning. Take it to him and say, God, I come to you before you. All these bleeding things, things that I've kept and I tried to do with them on my own. Some, they were my form of security. Some, they were some form of things that I think I could deal with. Fear of the future, is it holding you back? What's going to happen tomorrow? Listen to this. If you look at the world, you'll be distressed. If you look within yourself, you'll be depressed. But if you look to Jesus Christ, you'll be at rest. You'll be at rest. Because only him and him alone can help us. Only him and him alone can change us. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. Don't let the fear hold you back. What's going to happen? Yeah, they're trying to look for fear, you can see. What will happen in future? What will happen back then? What am I going to eat? What about my children? What about? Do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow, worry about itself. Some Proverbs 3, 5, 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In always submit to him and he will make your path straight. Take it to him, guys. All the sheep, all the bleating, all these things that are still pulling us back. Take it to him. Why are we still carrying things that he has paid for? Ukom. He has dealt with this. It's not your job anymore. Sometimes we hold on to these things because we think they will protect us. You know, I've shared before about my upbringing. And when I became saved, and when they were talking about the Trinity, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I was like, I love Jesus, I love the Holy Spirit, but this word Father that you're using here now, it's a trigger for me. I'm trying to relate to God the Father, because if I hear this word Father, what I've gone through, what I've seen this man do to me, now you're saying I should say Father again. Please just let me say God. Are there any triggers this morning in your life that are holding you back? That little boy was keep on coming back and holding me back each and every time I want to do something. And the sad part of it, sometimes I'll bleed on those people who didn't hate me. God wants to deal with that this morning. Any wounds, past hate, fear, shame, doubt, unforgiveness, all of them. The little foxes. Songs of Solomon 2:15. Catch the little foxes. The little foxes that spoils the vine. Sometimes you say, it's not that bad. I can manage it. It's just small. But God is saying, destroy everything. Destroy all. If we are going to make our homes an altar, a dwelling of his presence, then everything that is not from him should go. Romans 12:1-2, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. What still needs to be killed in your life? What still need to be destroyed? What still needs to be healed? Are there some wounds that you are keeping on, applying bandage on top, just covering? Like Naaman, who was the leader of a Syrian, but inside his armor, there was leprosy. And when he put his armor on, he looked at this leader, esteemed person, but inside, something is eating him. Are we wearing just an armor on top right now? But a lot is going down, deep down. The word of God goes deeper, even deeper to the separation of bone and marrow. He wants to go deeper with you. If we are going to make our homes his dwelling presence, we need to move off. Is this water, my water, Tino? Okay. It's no longer a surface God, guys. This year, we cannot just play it on the surface. We cannot play it with just wearing masks. You want to go deeper with us. Are you bondage to your past? Are you in bondage because of your past? Fear, identity, all these things. Some traumatic event that happened in your life. God wants to set you free. He wants to set you free. I wrote this poem some time back. Oh, last year. Remember that day when I came up here with an X in front when we were promoting the men's camp that Sunday with all the things that happened? I wrote this poem. It's called Scars and Wounds. I was just reflecting on my life, the way I was behaving, where I supposed to be, and the things that were still holding me back, things that God wants to deal with and is dealing with. And remember, guys, this is a process. It's a process. And God is dealing with these things bit by bit. Some would just be quick, but others, it's a process. Others will require that you talk to someone. Others, they require that you go to counseling. Your elders are here. The praying team is here. But what God is saying is come. Come. He's giving you an invite. This is the poem. Scars and wounds. Scars and wounds so deep and hidden. Only coming out as a surprising behavior. My heart is astonished. I didn't recognize this me. Intentions and actions so wide apart. Where are these feeble knees coming from? Why do I stutter when my thoughts are clear? Why does it hurt so much when it's just a pinch? Why do I feel like I'm running when no one is chasing me? Why do commitment feel so scary? Why the highs feel so low? Bleeding on those that who didn't want me, living my life on a leash, the invisible angers grounding me, chameleon steps I take, doubt always reminding me, and the past always detecting. An unwanted journey needed down the memory lane, back to the past, to face them head on. All that is hidden in the chest box, resolving them so that I can evolve. Healing comes after dealing with them all, uncluttering the cluttered, accepting the tattered, and knowing that my journey has been charted. Even though I'm not willing, the fear of the Pandora's box is grueling. One thing is for certain, I cannot continue kneeling. The journey will be my beginning, and now my first step I'm taking, and healing I'm starting. When God sets you free, you are free indeed. Romans 8:1, therefore there's no more condemnation for those who are in Christ. So you are free. You are free. You are free. Andy. Thank you, guys. Come to me, those who are weary, and I'll give you rest. He's calling you this morning. First Samuel 15, verse 14. What then is this bleating of sheep in my ears? What is this lowering of cattle that I hear? He's asking you this morning, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to take a moment. Just for this moment, don't think about anything else. But allow God to search your heart. Allow God to bring anything, if there's anything that is holding you back. Allow God this opportunity, this time, to bring healing. Yes, it happened. Yes, I tried to do it on my own. He is not condemning you, he is convicting you. He wants to change you, he wants to transform you. You want to set you free, and free indeed.